everyone is ready to enjoy this. We're going to continue, try and finish this off. Woo, it's been, what, like half a week? Actually, it's kind of funny, because it was like, not tomorrow, not the next day, but the day after that, we get to continue. Which some of you may remember from earlier. So anyway, you're all gathered in the library in the Schaefer Mansion. Old Mr. Ortwin Schaefer. Oh, that's it. I should have pulled up my list of NPCs for this so I don't forget any names or get confused about them. There we go. Right. Yes. Old Mr. Ortwin Schaefer is looking a bit concerned. And...
wait, how do I change my name in the rolls room again?
You do it when you log into the room. You choose whatever name you want.
Why is it like...
So I need this one. I need this one. And I need this document as well. There we go, I'm good to go. Right. So yeah, he's insisting that he's not going to let you take his daughter away. And some of you are being rather stubborn and digging your heels in. Now, it's around this point that Father Dietmar the priest and Ulrich von Leitdorf exchange a kind of nervous glance and look towards the door. And they both look as if they want to say something, and it's a... there's a bit of a... yeah, they look like they want to say the same thing. There's a bit of a tension before finally Ulrich kind of lowers his head a bit, and Father Dietmar, the priest, speaks up. He says, I'm just going to go down and check on the cellar. That Hannah Kraus has been a long time putting the girl back to bed. I'm just going to go check everything's going on all right down there.
I'm coming along.
Yes. Well, leaving three of you in there with two of them wouldn't be very fair. All right, Master Dwarf, you lead the way. And he walks behind you in the corridor.
I keep my hand on my axe shaft in case something happens.
Okay. As you head down the darkened corridor, the priest actually lights a candle to light the way. And as you approach the cellar, you hear the wolf howl again.
Actually, pull my axe.
Can you make me a perception check, please?
Let's see. That's a 1d100, and yeah. My perception is not that high.
That's okay.
And I do have the perception skill, but again, not that high.
Uh-huh. I'm going to make it a bit of an easier test here, so basically you get a plus 10 bonus.
In that case, I have a 39 and I fail.
Alright. You don't notice the thing that is going on.
However, I do point, pull my axe.
At this point, Father Dietmar speaks again. And you do notice something unusual. Right. So... here's a little something I'm going to tell you before I let you know what he says, right? So, you know how once a month Ulrich von Leitdorf and Father Dietmar come all the way over from Ostermark to stay here on the night of the full moon, right?
Yes.
Where were you born again?
Ostermark.
That's in Ostermark, yeah. You were born in a village in Ostermark. Was it Blutfurt?
Yes, Blutfurt, right. just west of Karak-Kadrin.
And it just comes to your mind as he speaks at the moment that suddenly he's not trying to put on a fake Ostermark accent anymore. As he says, "Now this'll deal with you!" And he tries to club you over the head with his hammer.
Yeah, may I just jump down the rest of the stairs trying to avoid it?
That would be a fortune point, and we'll see. So he goes to clobber you. He's going to take an aim action. And he swings wide. And he just... He's used to attacking human-sized people. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you're beginning to realize that maybe his robe, with the symbols of many faiths upon it, isn't as, you know, his made-up story about it belonging to lots of different saints and famous priests over years might not be as credible as it sounded back in the library.
Yeah, I'm going to turn around and try to swat him in the balls with my axe.
All right, so now we're going to go to initiative. So you roll a d10 and add your agility for initiative.
Which is 8 plus my agility is 22, so 30.
Oh, he's definitely going first. So if you look down at the bottom right-hand corner of the first page of the character sheet, there is a summary of combat actions there. Everything's either a full action or a half action. You get one full action or two half actions every round.
Yep.
Aim makes it easier to hit. A defensive stance makes it so you can dodge or parry if you have the dodge blow skill or a parrying weapon such as a shield. Or just with your regular weapon you can try and block. Where is it? Standard attack is one attack. All-out attack is all your attacks if you have more than one. And then there's certain skills and things like shields that let you have a free parry attempt every round, where you can like do a, essentially doing a parrying stance and a all-out attack at the same time, but I can't remember exactly how that works, and I don't think anyone's got that, so that's okay. So he will try and club you again with his hammer. Up close, you can see now he looks very angry. And I need to actually roll another d10.
I need to figure out how health.
Hmm?
How does health work?
Oh, that's the wounds.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Where it's do, on your where character sheet?
Yes, here we go. Wounds is...
W.
Yes, I have 14 wounds.
Yeah, so you're good. Note that that's after subtracting it from... armor and toughness, etc.
Please hit me in the body as much as you fucking can, because I'm tanky there. Let's see, my weapon skill is 44.
Mm-hmm. All right, so he attempts to clobber you again. He's taking, you know, he's frustrated that he hasn't managed to hit you. He's aiming, and. Wow, yeah, he is not fighting adequately here in the darkness with his candle. He's
if
clearly
you blow up
distracted.
Candle.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what I thought of.
Okay, over to you. What do you want to do?
Well, I would like to aim and do a standard attack on his at his
okay,
candle.
Okay, so an aim will give you plus 10 to hit, although for the candle I'm going to add some degrees of difficulty there. So
that's
let's see how you
anyway.
Do. You'll want some kind of minor critical hit for that. Yeah, oh, that's a very high roll. Yeah, you ain't not managed to land a blow there. Okay, sorry. Yeah, carry on.
Let's see if the Battle of the Clumsy continues.
He looks past you, and his eyes widen, and he swings desperately at you, swinging wide.
He missed?
Yeah.
I'm better at him than at this. Okay, I am going to... Let's see. Can I do that? Okay, I'm going to do a feint and then maneuver to get behind him.
Good call. Okay. I've honestly forgotten how the feint works, but it's basically something similar. Maneuver is not what you think it is. It's maneuvering. It wouldn't be you getting behind him. It would be you moving him around you. Maneuver
well,
is to beat someone back or force them back.
What I'm going to try to do is get behind him. How do I do that?
Give me one moment.
Oh, yeah, there's a move action in the big actions.
Actions, basic. Right, where are we? They are... Oh, advanced actions. Some of these require skills.
Okay.
Feint is an opposed weapon skill test. And if you win, your next attack cannot be either dodged or parried. If your next action is anything other than a standard attack, the bonus is lost. So it would be feint, then attack, or you could just go for maneuver, which is be aggression to move an opponent in a direction.
What move?
Mm.
Basic action move.
Okay, maneuver is an opposed weapon skill test as well.
What does base action move do?
That lets you move your move distance.
Well, I'm just going to try to move past him then.
Alright, so you move past him. So you edge around him. Yeah, sort of blocking and bashing. And then you see what he was looking at down the stairs is the wolf.
And it's... I knew it.
Guess what? The wolf has initiative and it charges up the stairs at him.
What? Do we hear this finally?
Not yet, but you guys can make me some perception checks now, actually, if you want.
Also, shouldn't he get an attack of opportunity since we're just brushing past him?
Nope.
Okay.
Perception is intelligence.
Which is kind of odd to me. Well, deciphering sounds and stuff is probably...
Oh. Ooh. Guess what? Okay.
Marius, what are you doing?
Trying to close something.
Could you roll a 1d100 to see if you hear this?
Yes, right now.
I have 2 degrees of success.
84.
He's deaf, drinking his tea happily.
He's like, this is not gangsta. I should be gangsta. I'm a thug.
Alright, so the wolf lurches up the stairs and sinks its teeth into his lower right leg and is... Wait, right leg? No, left leg. Deeply. And is, like, dragging and wrenching and thrashing around into his leg, and he screams out in pain.
Happy times.
And it's his turn. And he goes, "You damn mutt!" And he tries to clomp it one with his hammer.
Is that a big hammer or is that a one-handed hammer?
It's a one-handed hammer. He will take an aimed shot and miss in pain and frustration. Back over to you. The wolf has definitely got its teeth into him and he is very badly injured. He's losing a lot of blood.
Well, our job is to kidnap this, well, doggy, and get it into the forest. Which means I'm gonna chop him in the back. Aim and choppy.
Good, good.
And I succeed. With it's one degree of success every 5 point, yes?
Every ten.
Okay, that's I have 44 plus 10. That means I have 3 degrees of success.
Okay, so what you do is you take your attack roll and then flip it, so you reverse the digits, so that 21 becomes 12, and then look it up on the hit location chart on your character sheet, and that's a headshot.
Ooh. How the heck? Well, I am higher than him on the...
Well, he is kind of like... It's kind of dragging him down the stairs and off his feet. So, roll me a d10 and add your strength bonus.
That's a 7 plus... My strength is a... that's the 10. Like, if I have 38 strength, that's a 3, right?
Yep, that is.
10 it is.
Okay. He has that toughness bonus, so he takes that much damage. Okay, this is going to be fun.
I just kill him in one shot.
It might. Okay, you've pulled off a critical hit.
Dinner for the doggy.
This is where we get to have fun with critical hit tables. It's a headshot. It is a... Roll me a d10.
4.
Okay. He isn't wearing any armor on the head, so...
Dies.
You smash him in the ear. So he's losing his sense of balance. He's stunned. His head's ringing. He's stunned for
probably
one round.
Bleeding a lot, considering I hit him with an axe. Did he drop his weapon?
No.
Damn it.
But the wolf is going to lay into him again, mercilessly. Now, I believe, Dracul, you successfully passed and you heard stuff going on, not in, like, immediately mm-hmm. in the corridor outside, but nearby.
Yes.
The wolf will not quite manage to rend him and rip him to bits there, but he's still in a lot of pain. Right, so could you make me a perception check, actually?
I did.
Yeah, and oh, don't worry about it.
Another one.
Willpower test.
Ah.
Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
So what would you like to do then?
If you'll excuse me, and I just move to leave. I'm not that subtle. I could try, but I don't think they'd believe an elf needs to use their latrine.
I told you not to have too much wine.
Remind me to punch him in the balls later.
Ulrich von Leitdorfer throws you a nervous glance and moves a bit closer to Ortwin Schaefer. So you're heading out the door. He doesn't move to stop you. Marius.
Yes.
What are you planning on doing at this moment, then?
I'm trying to find out what the hell he's doing. Or this Mr. Schaefer trying to block his path.
No, he's letting him leave the room. Tentatively, he looks a bit uneasy. Do you want to make me a perception check, Marius?
Yes.
You never know. You might pass.
Oops, sorry. I actually didn't roll it properly, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
29, and my intellect is 30, so 1 degree of success only.
Well, it's less than 1 degree. Okay, you see that as he moves closer to Ortwin Schaefer, Ulrich von Leitdorf is reaching for something on the table that is obscured by Mr. Schaefer's body, so you can't see what it is, but he's not turning, he's like reaching surreptitiously for something on the table.
I go closer to investigate.
Okay, as you step closer, he whips up what appears to be a dagger from the table and holds it to Mr. Schaefer's throat, and he growls, "One step closer and the old man gets it."
Oh.
I think the penny's just starting to drop.
Okay. Right. So this is a giant blackmail plot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is funny. This is so hilarious. Guess what? Find the heaviest item that I can find in reach and throw it at his face.
That awesome. Would be your sword.
Make a ballistic skill check.
It would probably be a sofa or something.
There will be penalties because it's an improvised object, but well, go
are
for
you
it.
Are you sure you want to do that? That Schaefer's neck is in the line of dagger.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you're
he's
already
obviously
committed.
The victim.
So Jillian is out in the corridor outside at the moment because Miss Herr von Leitdorf waited for you to leave the room before going for this. But yeah. You're still easily within his reach. You get to decide what you're going to go and deal with.
Which way to the wolf or?
Yeah. Meanwhile, let's have another round of combat with the wolf. We had the wolf attack.
Hey. Father Dietmar
is stunned.
I've got to think here, but I don't want to just hit Schaefer by accident.
Okay. Well, while you're thinking about that, Grim, have another at combat round of actions there. Hello?
What? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you.
Yes,
me. I said have another round of combat actions while they're deciding what to do.
Well, I would like to grab at the hammer because he's stunned and being eaten.
Okay. I'm going to call that an opposed strength test.
No. Absolutely not.
Why not?
I roll a 97.
Okay.
Damn, I hate it when
And he actually passed as well, so he's still holding on to it.
97, seriously. roll any worse than that, I'm going to roll down because I lost strength in my legs.
Mm-hmm. Let's give the wolf another attack. Oh, so close to being more damage. He will, like, you know, stand up to his feet and try and clobber it with his hammer again. Desperately and flail wildly. Have one more attack, Grim, and then we'll go back to the others upstairs. And as you're doing this, you start to remember, you know, you've heard of the von Lightdorfers from Beckhafen. You know, Baron von Lightdorfer is quite famous, or at least he was a few centuries ago, and his descendants are well known in the region, but you're not aware of any Ulrich in the family line. Are there any problems with the calls? I'm seeing people's microphones lighting up and not hearing anybody.
No. I haven't said anything. Has anyone else?
Okay, I saw Marius's microphone light up briefly there and nothing happened.
It tends to happen to him.
Yeah, so go for it, Johnny. Have another round while they're deciding what to do, and then we'll go back to them after this.
Okay. I really want that fucking hammer. No.
Okay, let's call this... I mean, basically it's going to be a grapple type situation, isn't it? And that is... I can't remember how it's done, but I know it doesn't involve weapons. You don't have the wrestling talent, do you?
Even if I could, I wouldn't take it. I'm a dwarf, we don't wrestle.
Maybe you should.
I'm not going to drag my glorious beard into the dirt!
Okay, so no. make me an attack roll with weapon skill as you would normally.
Do I get to roll again? Because I rolled like 74.
Oh, okay. So no, you didn't manage to get a good grip on it. So it would be weapon skill then opposed strength tests, but with a penalty for unarmed combat. That's okay. Right. So back upstairs. What are the rest of you doing? Mr. Schaefer does seem surprised by this turn of events.
So, I thought of what I'm going to do.
Yep.
I'm going to grab an object tentatively to try to throw it at him, but, as I'm doing so, is he sitting on a rug?
Good question. Yeah, let's say there's a carpet in the library. They are standing near a table. They're not fully on a rug, but they're partially on one. As in, you know, like you know, the feet are, like, you know, the heels are off, the front of the feet are on. At least as far as Ulrich is concerned, Mr. Schaefer himself is standing fully on the carpet.
Well, that could still be funny. Yep. I'm going to pull the carpet out from under them. Hopefully Schaefer falls off, and then when he does so... he's just going to be able to scamper off.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe he's got a knife to his throat right now, right?
Well, hopefully his grip isn't that bad.
Okay, yeah,
you're
only
just
one moment.
Begging to get him killed.
I was running low on ideas. Hopefully this doesn't go badly.
Okay, so... you grab the rug and give it a solid wrench and yank it out from under their feet.
Should I do it roll?
Oh, no, it's good. So what happens is...
Did you roll for me?
Hmm?
Did you roll for me?
You rolled for the situation.
I rolled for something else. What happens is Ulrich von Lightdorfer loses his balance somewhat and throws out his arm to try and catch his balance, causing the knife to nick the edge of Ortwin Schaefer's throat, who falls forwards onto his knees, clutching his throat and gasping.
Ah, he's fine, don't worry.
And then draws away his hand to reveal no blood, but a raw red mark on his neck where he was scratched with a letter opener.
Ha. Huh. Okay, it worked. I saved him.
And no, now you would have killed him.
And so now you can roll initiative as well, which will be a d10 plus your agility.
I'm going to roll initiative and join either group.
Good call.
I don't know which one.
1d10. Initiative is 30.
Okay.
Sorry. Map. Wait, what am I doing? 1d10, it's an 8, plus... So that's 38. Is that good?
That's good, yeah. I think that puts you in about here.
Wait, how does initiative work again?
It's D8 plus... D10 plus your agility.
Ah.
Oh, pardon me. My agility is 37.
Oh, yeah, that definitely puts it's you... That might actually... Oh, I can't remember what I rolled for the initial conflict test says, but that's okay.
45.
Yep.
My initiative is 49.
Okay.
That helps.
And then finally, I'm going to roll a couple. So that will be down here. And we need. Okay. Oh, what did you get there, Dracol, for initiative?
49.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to call this a new combat round and go to the top. So we have Ulrich von Lightdorfer first.
The stupid is faster than the elf? Okay.
He rolls very high.
Damn it. The oaf is faster than the elf. That's where I was pushing me.
So, sword drawn, he advances towards Sartan and slashes arrogantly. It's more of a showy, showing off kind of attack than a serious assault.
Do I have my shield ready?
No. Technically not at this point, but he slashes wide anyway and doesn't manage to affect you with his fancy saber. We now go to Jillian. What are you going to do?
The wolf is more concerned, but I don't really trust the human to survive.
Oh, really?
So I'm actually going to pop this up to luck here.
Sorry,
the one, I go and help the human.
Okay.
Human. So I go back into the room after mm-hmm. coming out of it. I see what's happening.
Yep.
Let's see. And I do the stupid.
What's that going to be?
Magic.
Oh, fun. What kind of spell are you planning on casting?
Oh, God.
Let's see.
Well, I'll just keep my shield ready just to be sure that if he throws something in the wrong direction, it doesn't hit my face.
No, I put my hand into one of my pouches, and there's a tiny dab of butter as I start waving my hands and casting. Yeah, I'm casting drop.
I hope you fail so I get to see the consequences.
Which is a half action, so I could have come into the room easily. So, how do I do this? 1d10, is it?
You've walked into the room, so you can't make a channeling check. So you roll 1d10, and you try and get the casting number or higher.
Okay, which...
And the good news is that because you're rolling only one die, there's no potential for miscast rolls.
Correct.
Marius, on later levels, if he rolls several dice and two of them have the same number, hilarity commences.
Yeah.
Hilarity.
Oh,
I do have the dab of butter, which increases my casting number, or decreases my casting number, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to roll over a 3. Yeah.
Okay. I do believe you rolled over a 3.
So what spell is this again?
Drop. The individual within 24 yards must drop whatever he's holding.
Is there willpower to resist?
Willpower or resist.
Couldn't you have done that to the guy I'm fighting so I could have stolen his hammer and left him for the wolf?
Oh, wow. He definitely clings onto it. He's like, oh, he does kind of like lose his grip momentarily and then
not your turn.
And then regain his grip on it again.
He sort of fumbles and then stands back up.
Okay. The wolf.
That gives enough time to grab my shield.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hang on. The wolf will... Oh! 20. Naught 2 flips to 20 in the right arm, so it bites him in the arm, at Father Dietmar in the arm as he's down. Oh, dear. Oof.
What is that?
Rip it off. Rip it off. Did you say right arm?
Yeah.
That means he's going to drop his weapon.
Well... There's good news and bad news. First off, he loses his grip on his hammer. Secondly, he's unlikely to be able to grip anything with that hand ever again.
I'm okay with this.
There's a lot of blood. You hear the flesh ripping. Bones are being disjointed. It's a horrible mess of a hand. Oh, cool. He's on sudden death rolls now from blood loss.
You know, I'm just standing there listening to this like, what a sweet sound.
And I know the sudden death roll rules aren't the same as they used to be in first edition, so I might actually have to go look that up in a moment.
Death by werewolf is too good for this fucker.
Sounds like we have a chaos guy here.
No, my fellowship is 13. I hate everyone equally.
having ripped his hand to bits... The wolf springs past you both and up the stairs towards the library.
Wait, the wolf left?
It's running up towards the library, having taken him down and out of action.
Perhaps it kills the oaf.
Sartan,
I'm just going to grab the hammer and then follow him.
You want to take a half action to get into parry stance to be able to use your shield defensively? That gives you a half action left to clobber the guy with your club or do anything else.
Yes, I will try to be a bit defensive, but I'm gonna just point my shield in such a way that I could glance his blow upwards and then get under his guard and smash him in the chest.
Go for it.
What should I roll?
We'll call it roll a d100. We'll call it a standard attack for now because cooled shots are much more complicated and involve penalties, but. It's more a case of you're trying to hit the chest, but you might end up hitting him somewhere else instead. Because, you know, arms can get in the way or stuff like that.
Okay, what am I rolling exactly?
Roll a D100 to attack.
Right.
He lurches back and manages to dodge your blow just at the last moment there. You'd misjudge the distance to him ever so slightly. And we go to Father Dietmar, who... has the joy of making me look up the sudden death rules for the first time in ages. There is a reason why it's because I'm used to the first edition sudden death system and critical hit system, which was very different. I actually prefer it to the second edition one. It was one of the few first edition things I do prefer to second edition.
We can always appropriate the first if you wish.
Hang on. STU. Okay, that's not going to be it. Right. Okay. Do it the old fashioned way. The index isn't helping.
Control F.
Hell no, this is a 259 page document. Sudden death and critical hits. Oh, that's all it is. Okay, yeah. So I get to roll a d10 now. On a 6 plus, he's dead. He's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah.
I was hoping to get to loot him whilst we're still bleeding out, but okay.
Well, he's there for a few seconds, but Ortwin Schaefer gets to his feet and wrenches his old family sword out of the sheath and moves across the floor towards the imposter, but doesn't quite make it this round. And we'll go to Grimm.
Yeah. First of all, I'm going to look up the stairs and scream, "Incoming doggy!"
Okay, you yell that. There's a dead man here dressed in not very convincing looking clerical robes with a breastplate and a warhammer.
Yeah, I'm going to take both of those.
Okay, that'll take at least one round, because the breastplate needs to be removed. The breastplate is somewhat rusty, and you notice he isn't wearing padding underneath it, either.
I am a smith. I can fix this.
No, it's just he was too dumb to wear padding underneath his breastplate.
I mean the rust.
Oh, the rust, yeah. So, make a note, you have, but are not currently wearing, a breastplate. It has an encumbrance value of 75. It covers the body for 2 armor points.
You can start saying that now.
Okay. Breastplate has an encumbrance rating of 75.
Yes.
It covers the body for 2 armor points. And it can be worn on top of leather and mail. Although, I imagine one of your other party members might wish to wear that.
They can have my leather jacket or something. The breastplate's mine.
The warhammer is the same stats as your axe, basically, because it's a one-handed weapon. Right, that's you done. If you're going to actually stop and put it on, that'll take even longer. So we go to the top again. We have Ulrich von Lightdorfer. Will take an aim and... Wait, does he have that skill? He does not have that skill. Yeah, he will aim and attack Sartan. Good luck, Sartan.
Hey, I'm finally above half my weight limit.
Oh, he really misses completely. You don't even need to try and use your shield there.
I will, like, bash him over the hands with my shield. Right on his... right across his wrists.
Okay, well, we'll do that on your turn. Radolf. Oh, sorry, no, that's it. Yeah, Jillian.
I do the exact same spell.
Okay, you get another quick dab of butter, just like smear it on your finger and rub your fingers together, and roll a d10.
God damn it. Why are you trying to hold on to that sword so much?
He's not trying to hold on to it anymore. Wait, no, 43. That is a... It's willpower, not agility. Yeah, his sword slips from his grasp. He's like, ah! And he tries to catch it as it tumbles to the floor, but he fails.
Basically, his hand convulses a bit.
Yeah.
Drops it.
Absolutely.
And seeing as I heard also Dougie coming, I'm going to sidestep so that I am not run over by a wolf.
Okay. At this point, you can hear the wolf scampering up the corridors. In the house. It's not made it here yet, but it's growling and snarling and howling. Sartan. Okay. The man's just dropped his sword in a completely cack-handed display of ineptitude. What would you like to do now?
Bash him over the face with my shield, obviously.
Okay, go for it. So that'll be
a... You have a club. The club is more effective.
It's alright, you can use the shield if he wants. Make a weapon skill roll. I'll call it an aim to cancel out the penalty for using the shield as a... Oh, no, it doesn't do it. Yeah, so go for it.
1d100, then?
Yep.
14.
What's your weapon skill?
That is going to hit him in the...
Is that weapon strength, or what exactly?
Weapon skill. Your WS. Weapon skill is 37.
Yeah, 37.
That's and 2 degrees of success.
And you degrees of success and failure don't matter too much in combat unless it's an opposed test.
Okay.
However...
41 hits in...
the left arm.
Yes.
Awesome. So, yeah. Shield is strength bonus minus 2. Your strength bonus is 1. So roll me a d10 plus 1 for damage.
Four, five. That's fairly weak.
Okay, 5. It's hurt him. He goes, ow! As I amend his current health. Right, nice one. Father Dietmar is dead, so I can take him out of initiative. Ortwin Schaefer walks up behind him with his sword. And I believe there's like ganging up modifiers, but I can't remember what they are, so we'll just pretend they don't exist for now, and he will...
I'd say he's dead to right now.
Yeah. Well, at least didn't call that a charge, actually, and... Oh, so close, so close. That was within one degree of failure. Okay. Grim, you are busy looting a body, and are you actually trying to don the breastplate for now, or are you
just carrying
it? I don't
have the padding.
You've got... Wait, how have you not got the padding?
If the guy didn't have... I don't have time right now. So
you're wearing mail over leather, which is enough padding to put plate over.
But it's going to take too long to put on.
Yes.
There's a werewolf and another, and as far as I'm aware, two more dicks up there. So I'm going to see if this guy has anything in his pockets first.
Okay. He has a few coins, lockpicks, a small knife. Most of a deck of cards with some of the corners marked and torn. Not the sort of things you'd expect a priest to have on him.
What's this guy's name?
His name, as far as you know, is Father Dietmar.
Okay. I'm going to write down Father Dietmar's loot in my inventory, and then we'll sort it out later.
Okay. Right, back to the top. Ulrich von Leitdorfer moves, darts to his sword and snatches it up again. That's pretty much him done, though. Jillian, what are you going to do?
He snatched up his sword?
He's managed to recover it, but it has inconvenienced him. He hasn't been able to do anything else this round. Is this going where I think it's going?
Yeah.
Are you going to make a channeling test this time? To make it easier to cast or not?
I could, yes. But I already made it.
Okay, yep. And his willpower test is... Yeah, completely failed. So just as he's recovered his sword, his hand... And it slips from his grasp and tumbles to the ground again. And he mutters, "Damn it!"
So the image I've got now is him darting to the side, holding his left arm to his body, gripping it, lifting it above his head, and it falls.
Yeah.
And then I will club him over the
face. Not your turn.
Actually, it is. The wolf hasn't quite arrived yet, so Sartan, go for it. Club him. Do you want to aim this club attack, or just...
Club. It's my main weapon at this moment.
Yeah, I think I'd call it an aim, because that gives you a plus 10 weapon skill bonus for this attack.
There's never a reason not to aim at the moment.
Well, there are reasons not to aim, but it's like if you want to go into a defensive stance or something like that, you know.
He's dropped his weapon.
Exactly, so just beat his head, beat him in, beat him down, you know. Oh, that is not a good roll.
Getting air.
You're getting there, but no, he's just moved that little bit further aside than you thought as he's like hopping around in frustration. Ortwin Schaefer steps up and swings for him with his sword. He's like, "You scoundrel!" Oh, and gets him too, in the leg. I'm not sure which leg, but it's gonna hurt. And he does howl as the blade sinks into his leg. We're doing okay here. Right, so Grim, you're gathering the last few things at the bottom of the stairs. What do you want to do this round? And the ominous silence continues.
Oh, sorry, it's me again.
Yep.
Damn, this goes fast. I have other things on my mind, sorry.
Sorry,
okay. I think I'm done looting this guy, so I'm going to just gently push him off down the stairs for fun and then walk up.
All right, so you're walking back towards the library. Running. Yeah, so it'll take you, like, say, 4 or 5 rounds to get there or something, unless you rush a bit. Okay. That's
they
fine.
They can handle themselves.
Okay, Ulrich von Leitdorfer, in frustration... dashes across the carpet and grabs the letter opener from the floor where he discarded it.
Why? What an idiot.
He doesn't have a lot of other options, okay? He's just... His sword clearly isn't working for him today. Jillian, what are you going to do? Oh, God.
Did he really just... What?
He okay, went for another
D100
weapon.
For channeling to see if it makes it easier. Yeah, it made it easier.
Okay.
And I make it.
So what are you casting this time, Ben?
So has he given up on the sword?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's right. Gone for the letter opener.
That's also dropping.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like, don't yep. you see me here? I'm across the room, rubbing butter between my fingers, mm-hmm. going.
He's like, as he goes to try and catch it as it's slipping, he pricks his finger on the blunt tip of it and shakes his hand in frustration and drops for blunt knife and yeah.
This is actually the
and
definition of insanity.
At this moment, the wolf bursts into the room and charges straight for him.
Shit.
And it launches itself at him, but doesn't quite, you know, it like goes past him and turns, skidding to a halt. Sartan, what are you going to do? There's the wolf is in the room, and it just tried to attack Ulrich von Leitdorfer, who, to be fair, was just holding Ortwin Schaefer at knife point a while ago, albeit a blunt and ineffectual knife. So over to you.
So I guess it's my turn then.
Yeah, you are going to have to move if you want to engage him, Bo.
Who is the... Where is the wolf in relation to me?
In relation to you, it's beside Ulrich von Leitdorfer, trying to savage him. And not doing a very good job of him at the moment.
And Mr. Schaefer is, like, behind him?
Or Mr. Schaefer is beside you, having attempted to attack Ulrich von Leitdorfer before he retreated to get the letter opener, and he doesn't appear that hostile towards you at the moment,
okay.
although he is holding a sword.
Well, I'm going to bash Ulrich over the face again.
Okay, so you want to make this a charge, because you're going to have to move to get to him anyway.
Yeah.
I believe a charge gives you a plus 10 attack bonus. Go for it.
Okay. 1d100 then.
Yep. You might even be able to aim and charge. No,
I
charge
make
is
it?
A full round action. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, 100!
High roll!
Are you sure the mage isn't casting spells on you? You're getting that wizard's apprentice. You have your doubts
critical
some days.
Failure.
It's okay, it could be worse.
Yeah, what could be worse than a real 100? That's complete fucking failure.
Sartan can hear from way off in the wall, way off in the hallway. The dice show your true nature.
So Schaefer charges and slashes von Leitdorfer in the sword arm. Oh, this will be fun.
So
oh,
Mr. Schaefer is
light...
now picking up the sword.
It's a light. No, he's got his own. Remember, it's a light blow that kind of is like a light cut that doesn't really injure the man too much. Grim, you're walking. Okay. Von Leitdorfer is backing up. Freaking out, going, get it off! Get it off! Get it off! Desperately trying to retreat from the wolf. You damn stupid animal, why don't you do what you're told? And over to Jillian.
Well, he doesn't have a weapon anymore, and he's more distracted.
Yep.
So I'm not going to use the same spell.
Okay.
Let me see, I'm going to... Wow, it's kind of hard to determine what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is he being grappled by the wolf and being stabbed?
No, he's retreating from it because he doesn't want to get bitten by it.
Where, like, towards me or away from me? Like, towards the window or something?
Right, if you consider it a square, you're in, like, the middle of the bottom side of the square. He's
okay.
in, like, the top left as he's backing up towards a corner along the back
okay.
wall.
I'm going to, out of my bag, grab a dart.
Okay.
I'm then going to aim, but I'm not going to throw it yet. I need to concentrate.
You're preparing to cast a magic dart spell next round, aren't
you? Oh, yes.
Okay. The wolf goes straight for him, actually. It is not having any... Oh, man. The wolf doesn't manage to bite him. He's, like, dodging and panicking and freaking, and it's just... It's there trying to get a cat grip on him, and it just can't do it. Sartan, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to regain my once I regain my balance, I'm going to try to hit him, finally, hopefully.
Okay, get in there. It's a charge attack. You can have a plus 10 to hit bonus for that. So that puts you on a 47% chance. Go on. Just stop rolling. Oh, I shouldn't have told you the odds. You get in there and try to bash him.
Never tell him the odds.
Yeah, I know, right?
The mage is not failing, and I've failed every single roll for four consecutive rolls. This is not funny.
This is reminding me of Kingdom Death, Draco.
So, Herr Schaefer charges in. That might actually... misses by one!
Remember that we are ganging on him?
Yeah, I should really look that up, shouldn't I? It's got to be something really simple.
Group. Dink.
Damage on human. I really need to run this system more often.
Okay.
Can't find anything, but it's alright. We go to Grim, you're walking.
Yep.
So we have Von Lightdorfer, we'll try to kick the wolf. Yeah, he didn't kick the wolf.
Marius, your lack of caps astound me.
Sorry. I was actually trying to caps off the first letter and then accidentally caps everything else.
Genius.
Genius.
Right, so Jillian.
Is he still alive? I really don't want to throw this...
he is miraculously still alive.
I'm going to go closer as I don't... actually, I am within 16 yards. 16 yards is a lot.
It is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, concentration, or... let's see. I mean, candling.
Yep.
D100. I make it. So I have to roll... let's see, over 4.
Okay. That's over a 4. Right. Yep. The small dart of magical energy goes straight to him, and you can roll damage for it.
No, it's just... it says damage 3.
Yeah, so that means it says strength 3 hit.
Oh. So what do I roll?
D10 plus 3. Okay, you might want to give me a hit location.
Where's 38? Let's double check. That should be the body.
It might be an arm.
Oh, no, it's left arm.
Okay. And roll me a d10.
Another 30. 6. Oh, did I crit him? No.
You blew his arm off.
So what you see is Jillian sort of winds his arm back, but he never actually throws the dart. He just like
it
swings
just kind of
mid-air.
Snaps and breaks, and you discard it. And this little bolt of energy goes sizzling across the room, and the man's arm explodes in a burst of blood and organs and bone, and he falls to the ground screaming in agony.
And yeah. I will say. That usually I hit the center torso. Let's see. Is he giving up now?
Well, let's just say he's bleeding to death at the moment. So, yeah, he's kind of not fighting. The wolf doesn't care. It's still going to attack him. Oh, yeah. In the body.
You know, we have to make sure it's dead.
And rips his kind of chest open. Now it goes for the gut, rips his gut open, gets his entrails out and starts... They're like in its mouth, and he's dead. He is not fighting any involved in this fight anymore.
Yeah, we have to make sure they're dead, because we don't want werewolves running around. Okay,
Right, Sartan, your turn. Yeah. Well, there's still a dangerous werewolf in the room. And the lord of the house.
Not my turn. I don't want to say anything yet.
Are they our enemies now? So, like, we're at war with
you. Don't
everyone.
Know.
Well, the werewolf is a problem, so mm-hmm. I may as well try to stun it.
Okay, hit it with a club.
Which is a very good weapon to stun someone. If only I could succeed, please. Let's not jinx it. I'm pressing the button.
Yep, just press the button, and you smack it in the...
Sartan is not that intelligent.
In the... Wait for it. Quadruped hit locations. 23 turns into a 32, which is the body. Okay, do me a damage roll.
1d10.
Plus your strength bonus.
Well, that's strength is 35.
So your strength bonus is 3.
3 plus 6. Not much.
It's some. Don't worry.
Wait, isn't club just D10?
Nope. The wolf yelps as the club thumps into its ribs, but it's still active.
Okay.
I guess try number two.
Okay. Ortwin Schaefer backs away from it. His sword lowers, and he's like, no.
Relax, I'm not trying to kill it.
Her.
Grim, you're walking. Jillian. I'm afraid you can't make the wolf drop its teeth.
No.
That would be a different kind of attack.
I will tell him, Sartan, stop. We have to calm the beast. And I will start singing, I guess.
Are you serious, Mon?
Okay, this is cool. I like this.
What is he going to do now? An intelligence?
I sort of stop coughing. It's like... I haven't sang in a long time. It's like, me, mommy, momo.
I cannot believe this.
No, calm it down. It'll turn back into Lady Schaefer.
Fine. I'm not going to start singing, though, unless it's something for valor and glory.
Also, aren't you the one with the chains and muzzle?
Oh, no, that's me.
Damn it.
Speaking of me, shouldn't I be getting there about now?
A few more rounds. Michael, private message for you there. Hope you don't share it with the others, but you may appreciate it.
Well, since
okay, so
take
you
a couple
start
more
singing.
Rounds, I'll be right back.
The wolf will go for Sartan quite aggressively. It like jumps up and tries to bite at you, but doesn't manage to gain purchase. Sartan, your turn.
I don't know what I'm going to do here, except maybe defend myself until the elf figures something out.
Alright, so you want to take a defensive stance then?
Yes.
Awesome. Right, Ortwin Schaefer is doesn't want to... Ooh, wait a minute. Let's have a look at him again. He is going to make an intelligence test, actually.
Yes. But I did also, like, tell everyone in the room that we need to calm her.
He's trembling. The very thought that his daughter might be attacking him at this moment is rendering him practically incapable of combat. Grim,
goddamn cowards.
You are in the corridor, almost outside the room. You'll be able to come in next round. Jillian, what's the plan? You going to keep singing?
Try to sing and close the distance.
Okay, you sing
at the same
as
time,
you advance closer.
At the same time, I'm pulling out a piece of down.
I thought you might.
Just in case this fails. Nope, my singing is bad.
The wolf will attempt to bite Sartan again and fail. Okay, Sartan, over to you again.
Well, obviously I don't want to hurt it badly. I'm not going to try to sing, if that's what someone wants. How in the hell am I supposed to just stun the wolf if I can't actually hit it? I mean, I don't want to kill it, but at the same time, I don't want it to hurt me. I'm going to try to trip it.
Awesome. We'll call that a maneuver. Make me a weapon skill test as if you were making an attack.
1d100, then.
Yep.
Is this going to be plus my agility, or what is it?
No, it will be a opposed weapon skill check. You against the wolf.
Okay.
It's all right. You may fail miserably, or rather, you fail. The wolf fails. You fail a bit more spectacularly, so you don't manage to knock the wolf over this time, unfortunately. Herr Schaefer isn't fighting. Grim, you're in the room. In the doorway of the room. You see the situation. What are you going to do? Carrying a breastplate in one hand and an axe in the other. Or are you carrying the hammer? Johnny? Did he step away for a moment? He's making sandwiches for about 5 minutes. Okay, he can be still arriving then in that case. Jillian, go for it. Is this concentration and cast a spell? I think it might be. He hasn't gone AFK as well, has he?
I don't know.
Draco?
I'm here.
Well, it's your turn.
I was just muted. So, I have failed singing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a bard at heart, and I'm currently wearing a mask, so it's kind of hard to do so.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to start channeling.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So, channel check.
Lots
is
of successes.
A big success, yep. So you get
add
your magic stat
well,
to your casting roll here. Go for it.
Okay, so that would be a roll of 4. So more than a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So you do need a weapon skill attack to land a touch here.
Yep.
You didn't have... Did you or did you not have the talent that gave you a bonus?
Oh, yes,
with
I
touch
do.
Buzz? Oh, you do. Okay. Is it plus 10, I think, or 20?
Fast hands, 20.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. Let me double check my weapon skill. Okay. So, after D100, I need to roll on... 56. Nope.
Oh! Okay.
So I miss him, but the spell's still there, right?
I'm not sure if you get to hold charges in this system. I don't believe you do, but can you go look that up in the magic chapter while I quickly...
Yep.
Right, so as you, the wolf will attempt to... You know what, it's going to turn and snap at you. And miss.
But I didn't try to do anything other than stroke
you're
its
there.
Fur.
And you don't have a shield, and you're not proving incredibly hard to hit. Sartan.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Well, I may as well try to... I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be strong enough to wrestle the wolf to the ground to, like, stop it from, like, doing anything.
There's only one way to find out.
Measure my strength against the wolf. Okay, this should be fun.
Okay, so make me a weapon skill check to grab hold of it, you know, or to lean into it or something.
I'm going to try to grab one of its limbs in such a way that I could just force it to the ground.
Understood. Good luck.
1d100 it is. Is this a...
If you successfully get a hit, it'll be an opposed strength check.
Okay.
Oh! You're getting closer. Johnny's not back yet, so back over to Jillian.
The wolf's actually going for me? This is not good.
It's not, is it?
It's not good at all. let me see... Yeah, let me see. Missing. Oh, I'll just do it again. And I'll sort of whisper to it. Lady Schaefer. What was her first name again?
Clara.
Clara. listen to me. Channeling. That's a good channel.
That's a very good channel roll. Now you want your casting roll.
That will fail.
It will. You can't quite concentrate when there's a wolf trying to bite you.
Yep.
It's difficult.
I start trying to move away from it again. It's like, Clara, calm down. We're friends.
The wolf attempts to bite Sartan again and misses. It howls in frustration. Sartan, back over to you.
Well, since my previous attack failed, I'm going to try again. Hopefully not fail.
Okay, good luck.
Yes, I could use some of that. 4, finally!
Yes! Okay, now you get to make a strength check. Your strength is 35.
35.
And the wolf gets to make a strength check as well.
Opposed strength checks, yay!
Oh, yep. Dear. D100 or 1D?
Yeah, D100, yeah.
D100.
37.
The wolf passes... with less than 1 degree of success, you fail with less than 1 degree of success. You're kind of struggling. You haven't managed to force it to the ground just yet, but you've got a grip on it now.
Okay.
Thank
goodness Jillian. It isn't biting me.
Not yet.
This makes it easier to hit if I could cast this bloody spell. So, casting, channeling
check.
Don't...
Is that a fail or a pass? That looks like it should
is
be
a fail.
Fail,
I believe.
Okay.
No, actually, I get a plus 10 for channeling.
Oh, God. Okay, so wow.
So I make it, just.
All right.
then I make the actual check.
Yeah.
And now I fail to touch it. God damn it.
Okay.
Unless I get massive bonuses because
wolf
they're struggling.
Will, Wolf will attempt to bite Sartan and miss. Okay, Sartan, your turn.
Right. Well, I got a grip on it, so I'm just trying to keep...
Yeah, so a post-strength check now.
The way that I could...
Basically, you're trying to pin it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm trying to pin it to the ground.
Yep.
Roll that again. That dream of success... I'm basically trying to wrestle a werewolf. This should be fun.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, in its wolf form.
In its werewolf. 1d100 of this.
Yep.
20.
Oh, good.
Nice.
That's 1 degree of success. The wolf passes, but with less than 1 degree of success, you wrestle it down to the ground. And as you do, could you make a perception check, please?
1d100 again?
Yeah.
26. Is this
right.
Based on intellect? Is it like it's 30? So
is you do not have the perception skill, so it's half intelligence. So in your case, that would be 15 or less. Ah, okay. You don't notice it. Jillian, do you want to make me a perception check?
Okay. Nope.
Failure.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I have a bonus on sight.
You do, and it is a sight based one.
So that's a plus 10.
Well,
and,
in all fairness, in Sartan's case, it was sight and touch based, but in your case, it's sight based.
So it's int. My int is 40, 50. I have to get under 50.
So no. All right.
Fail by like 1.5 degrees.
I'm going to roll for Herr Schaefer. He gasps.
Why?
And he stares at the wolf's anatomy and says, "That's not my daughter!" Looking closer, the two of you can see that wolf is definitely not female.
I was going for a different approach, but it has not worked even better than what I was going for.
Hey, Johnny, you arrived about a round or two ago, but you were away, so...
I've been here for like 5 minutes, okay. And I told you so.
Okay, Mr. Schaefer, do I have your permission to kill it?
Yes!
Don't kill it!
Good!
Wait, what?
I said don't kill it, and he said kill it.
Anyway, we're going to Johnny's turn now, because he's missed a few rounds, and I didn't see you... I don't remember hearing you say you were back, but anyway, you're back now, so that's the main thing.
He did say that he was going to leave, and he did say when he returned.
Well, I am looking at them screaming about its lack of lady parts, so I'm just going to sit down in... is the sofa still in place?
Yes.
I'm going to sit down, stuff my pipe, and smoke my laptop.
What?
Okay, so you walk over to the sofa and sit down, yelling that it's got obvious male anatomy. And we go back round to Jillian.
If this is the person who turned your daughter, there may be a way to use him to cure her.
Really? No, this is so interesting. Can I just bash it a few times so that it will be stunned?
The wolf will attempt to struggle. It ain't getting free. Now you can bash it a few times and knock it senseless between the two of you.
My turn!
You manage to subdue the wolf.
We do.
It is no longer conscious and suffering some kind of minor head trauma.
Okay, now get the chains and stuff onto him.
So you're chaining up the wolf?
Yep.
Herr Schaefer watches in confusion, but watches.
Out of all the people in the room, who is the wizard?
I don't know.
I am.
Oh...
You're a wizard?
Out of character. Why does he need to know?
No. Out of character. It's like, yes, this is why I asked for such extraordinary fees. But other than that, I am going to help and try to figure out your daughter's condition.
In the bloody character... Oh, sorry, out of character because I wasn't here... How did he miss that? You've been casting spells and magical bolts magic.
I made someone literally his arm explode.
Ah, yes, Johnny, you missed. Ulrich von Lightdorf is lying in the corner. His arm has exploded in a mass of magical energy and is now a sort of bloodied stump with fragments of bone and flesh scattered around him. He's no longer alive.
When I notice that, I'm going to stand up from the couch and walk past the werewolf and the warrior fighting, go look at him for a bit, and go, and then go back and sit down. You've got this handled. This
right now.
You don't mess with wizards. Anyway, yes, so please listen to me. We are going to lock this gentleman up until he changes back.
What, in the cellar? Says Mr.
We
Schaefer.
Have to find out if Clara's in the cellar.
Yes, she should still be down there.
But Hannah never came back.
Oh dear, what if the wolf slew her too?
Let's all of us go and check as we drag the half-conscious wolf in chains.
So you drag the wolf.
I would be carrying the wolf.
Hmm?
I would be carrying the wolf.
Okay, so you drag the wolf back down to the cellar. to the big metal door to the safe.
I'm carrying it.
Hmm?
I'm holding it above my shoulders as if a hunter killed a deer.
Okay. So you carry the wolf down to the cellar to the big metal doors to the safe, which are wide open. The safe room itself does not contain a sleeping young woman. It does not contain a wolf, a sleeping wolf either. It does contain a number of barrels and boxes and sacks that you did not see here earlier when you looked through the slat. And they appear to be in disarray, as if someone was stacking them in here, but then tried to take some in a hurry as they were leaving. And there's a secret door open in the back of the safe into a passageway that leads off into the darkness.
Mr. Schaefer!
Mr. Schaefer is astonished at all the
Mr. Schaefer!
Barrels and boxes and sacks.
Have you ever actually seen your daughter change?
No. Hannah would give her a sleeping potion and bring her down here, but why? What are all these goods doing here?
No, this could all be a ruse. They were robbing you for months.
I'm going to start berating.
No, these aren't my goods. These haven't been legally taxed and levied on. Where did these come from?
I am going to start berating Schaefer in Dwarvish.
Maybe they're actually having a smuggling operation.
In the taxation officer's house!
Yes,
which is a most brilliant place to hide it.
That's absolutely genius!
More beration in the Reichsspiel follows.
He mutters, "Well, I knew my predecessor left the job under, well, let's say he was dishonorably relieved of his duties. We should investigate this tunnel quickly and find out where poor Clara has got to. And Hannah, too.
First, we have to tie this guy up against the walls or whatever it is that would have chained someone down."
Alright, so you chain the wolf down.
Chain the wolf down completely. If he transforms, we make sure that there are, loose shackles on the upper half, so that if he changes human or whatever, it'll be big enough for his arms and legs. You know,
stick him into a wine barrel that's sturdy enough.
Or how about we use our net we particularly created for this particular occasion?
Yeah.
Also, we have a muscle that we can prepare to have over his human head, so when he transforms, it goes over his snout.
Yep. Basically, we make sure that he cannot get out of this alone.
That's fine.
I will now start tirading in Dwarvish over the stupidity of elves.
Or we could go with my idea and just lock him into a barrel that's sturdy enough.
I lock you into a barrel.
So, once you've done that, what are you planning on doing from this point?
Down the tunnel.
Okay, the tunnel leads through the darkness to a small dock, where a small dock, not really a dock, but there's a small stream that is a tributary of a larger river that comes down on this side of town, which actually is on the maps of this particular county as well, and you can see in the far distance a boat rowing, you know, downstream towards the ocean at high speed with a number of people in it. They've probably escaped at this point in time. And yet behind, on the dock, is the slumbering form, deeply asleep, of Hannah Kraus.
Yep. Well, we found her at least.
Sorry, not Hannah Kraus, Clara Schaefer. And Hannah Kraus is clutched over her. Hannah Kraus, the servant, is clutched over her, holding a dagger, threateningly.
So your men left you?
Yeah, bastards couldn't wait. What do you want?
We just want the girl.
Yeah. Well, look, she's my ticket out of here.
You get half a day's head start.
No, he gets 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3.
I put my hands up. That's it.
I would have generously given her 5 minutes.
Look, just calm down. Calm down. We don't need to kill everyone.
Well, you've already done such a good start. We can't let the job be unfinished now, can we?
Look, you want to get out of this alive.
She nods nervously.
But you have to give us back Clara.
I'm going to whisper into him. I don't think he'd be stupid enough to give up his only bargaining chip.
She seems reluctant after that willpower test. She's definitely holding the knife to the girl's throat, and she says, "Look, if old Mr. Schaefer wasn't dumb enough to believe his daughter was a werewolf, this whole situation would have come about in the first place."
Berating in Dwarven resumes.
He's going to keep doing that, I'm sure.
Look, either way, you tried to smuggle out secret stores and whatnot, and your men are not trustworthy at all.
No. We've been doing that for years, ever since the last tax collector had this place. I mean, who do you think had the tunnel installed?
I would like to mention that your men are not only lacking in skills, but also in life at the moment.
It just so happens that the full moon is the perfect lighting for us to row boats of supplies up and down this little stream here.
Well,
I suppose Gunther and Radolf didn't make it.
They fought.
I'm going to go back up the tunnel and go grab the fake priest's arm and then come back with it.
Well, that's going to take a while. As you're turning
unless
back to leave, she says, "Pity the wolf didn't destroy all the evidence."
Speaking of, the wolf attacked your comrades as soon as it got free.
What do you expect? They mistreated it for months to make it that angry.
Turn into a human. So it's actually a werewolf, right?
It's a wolf we found in the forest, you daft soppy twat.
Why is it still alive? We should have chopped its head off immediately.
We had to confirm if it was if it was an actual wolf.
Well then, I...
Hannah says, "Bugger," and drops the knife.
What did he say? Or she say?
Kill the wolf later, though.
Yes.
She says, "Bugger," realizing that she's let that slip, and she drops the knife and steps away from the girl.
Perfect. Okay, I go forth with my axe and start chopping her to pieces.
Okay, well, she tries to defend herself, but it doesn't take too long. Eventually, she's put down as well. Herr Schaefer offers to pay you all a princely sum for keeping this secret so that the authorities don't find out about it. And he will
however,
be getting some workmen in to brick up the tunnel in the near future.
No, that brick up the tunnel is fine. However, we do want to request one thing. That we are to have the resources he had no idea about after he taxes them.
He agrees with that, although you'll be the ones paying the taxes.
No, but the thing is, we could use the actual things.
I know you could.
That's what we're doing.
So
it's literally, they take 50% of it. Mm. We're fine.
So that wraps up this little session. How did you guys enjoy this scenario?
I have one more thing I have to do.
Okay.
What?
As we conclude our business, I'm going to hoist her unconscious body and start walking to the forest.
Okay.
What?
What on earth are you doing to her out in the forest?
Do you remember?
We promised.
Exactly. We wrote a contract stating we would take her to the forest. I'm taking her to the fucking forest.
Oh, right. You mean Clara.
Now, wait, she wants it.
Yes. If that's the case, I will take off my mantle and my mask when we're in the forest, and I will wait for her to wake so that she doesn't get eaten by freaking wolves.
So, obviously, earlier when you were like, oh, the bitch didn't drink the stuff, why the wolf is wide awake, actually she did drink it. It's just that the wolf hadn't drunk it. Oh, so how did you guys like this nice little scenario then?
It was good, actually, really. I like the twist and the other twist.
Is that everything?
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I'm going to kind of wrap it up here and say goodbye, everybody. But if there's any parting words you want to say or discussion or anything, that's fine as well. You know.
It was good. Pretty fun.
It actually does work very well for Wolfram.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll end the recording there then.
We'll see you later then. Have a nice day, buddy.
Have a good day, listeners.
I'll see you soon.